One of the sugyas that intrigued me this week was in Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis Pei Dalet Amud Aleph. We'll just read the Mishnah, and then more or less we'll follow the Mar Mekomos that are here. The Mishnah said on Pei Gimel Amud Beis, Konem Shaninena Labrios, means a person takes a neder that any hanah that he has from the brios should be aser kekonem. So the Mishnah says, "En yochel hafer, hafara is not possible." The way the Ran explains this, the Avagat Yama Shmuel said earlier in Pei Beis, "Hanoas ploni ola yofer, ho askinin alei de Shmuel kirabanatzvi olei de meikel binu nefesh." Gula Pirkin Reb Yossi. Those are the two areas, as we know. Inu Nefesh, Beino Leveino. According to Reb Yossi, not everything is considered to be Inu Nefesh. But the basic halacha of the Mishnah is fairly clear. However, the Mishnah adds the next line, which is of interest to me. Namely, V'cholahi lehonos peleket shicho peya. That kind of hana is permissible. Even though there was a nedesh and inena labrios, leket shicho peya are not included. So the Ran explains over here on Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis. V'chol lehanos b'leket shicho peya. The kevin diksibu tavod zov yisera. The pasuk says la'ani v'lager tazov osam ani Hashem elokechem. Earlier on, the pasuk had said b'leket kitzir cholos elake. That's a din. The din in b'peya shicho and leket. But at the end of the pasuk, it says. So since there's an extra pasuk of tazov, there's no din of nesina. The lashon of the pasuk is very striking. As opposed to telling us that that which we find in the Matas Kahuna, that there's a din of nesina, Matas Kahuna, the Torah uses that lashon in Pashas Korach, fair number of times, and Dafka over here in the context of that shichu peya, the language is tazov. So, we'll discuss this momentarily. Lesbu hatevas hanor lebaylim. So this concept that the person has a family coin and can decide which coin he's going to give it to is not relevant. Apparently, the din of tevas hanor is dependent, contingent upon the sina. Where there's a mitzvah of the sina, then there's halacha tevas hanor lebaylim. But there's no mitzvah in the sina, there's no tovas hanor the bailim. Hilkoch, kishak lelech hashichu peya, eno nenes b'sho brios. So in Mela, there's no violation of the neder when she takes leket shichu peya. The Mishnah goes on to say, on that pei gimel on the base again, konim konim liyim nenem li, yiklu al korcho. You take such a neder, so somehow still, the konim can go ahead and take the matnas kahuna, Bal Korcho. However, if he specifies Kohanim Elu Levim Elu Nenimli, then Yitlo Achirim. These Kohanim would not be able to go ahead and take. This is also going to be telling on the issue of Tovas Hanor. We'll get to it in a few moments. Now I'm turning to the Gemara and Pei Dalet Amud Aleph and Pei Dalet Amud Beis and Pei Hem Adav. That's the Gemara I'm going to discuss with Hashem in the course of this year. So the Gemara writes in Pei Dalet Amud Aleph, Yechol Lehanes. Because those items are considered to be hefker, since there's no mitzvah of nesina, and therefore there's no tovas hanah, as we just noted from the Ran, therefore there's no violation regarding her having hanah from lecha shichu peya. The Gemara's tekasha, belog toni ubemaisa ani. Why is it not mentioned the din of maisa ani? Kayadua, in the Shemitah cycle, we have two segments, two components, maisa rishon, Maisa Sheni, Maisa Ani the third year, the sixth year. What happened to Maisa Ani? How come it's not mentioned here among the items she could have Hanah from? So the Gemara says that V'atani v'braisa v'maisa Ani, that does include Maisa Ani. So you have a stira, a contradiction whether Maisa Ani is included here or not. Omer Rav Yisei b'lo kasha. Hor Rav Elaza, hor Rabbanan. It's a machlokas tanoim. And the machlokas is this now, and Rav Elaza Omer, Ein adam tzarich liko shem al meiser oni shel d'mai. D'mai, of course, being I have a suffix, whether the Amoritz actually gave meiser from d'mai or not. So now the question is, if I have meiser oni shel d'mai, is there a halacha of kriyas shem? is there a din that you have to be kavi shem on ma'isa ani shel demai? So one man the Yoma says there's no need to do so. On the bottom, the Ran explains this halacha. The bottom line on peidalam and aleph, the Ran says halokiach mi'am aretz tzarich la'aser b'litrom tumas maser. Tumas maser, of course, is that which is what's known as maser and amaser, namely the from the maser rishon of the given to the Levi, he has to be torn tumas maser v'nos to the kohen. Well, maser rishon gufei amid beis ma'akvo la'atzma achashev rishon. So they only have to do an act of hafrasha, no need to do anything else because maser rishon is mutar lezarim. Unlike the other dinim with reference to tumas, so maser tumas of course can only be eaten by a kohen. And Maaseh Sheni has to be brought to Yerushalayim and eaten in Yerushalayim, Yidusha Maaseh Sheni. But Maaseh Rishon, which is given to a Levi, is Mutar Lazar. A non-Kohen is able to be, to have Hanor from Maaseh Rishon. So therefore, in order to get the Maaseh Ani, in order to get that Maaseh Rishon rather, the halacha is, you have to prove that you're a Levi. That's why today we don't have these concepts, because the din is Hamad Zichaveh, the Rabbi. This only applies to what? To Maaseh Rishon. But Maaseh Ani, according to this man, the Omar, Tzorach Likro Shema Maaseh Ani Shel Demai. And he holds here, the Abelazar, says the man, that filu vade shel afrisha man akriyeh no tovel, sheyoch lo b'misa. Number one, there's no din of tevel. Tevel, of course, Yechai Tevel is lo tov. That's the acronym for tevel. And Yechai Misa b'shamayim, someone who eats tevel. So this man, the Omar, holds that it does not become tevel. If it were to become tevel, it'd be chay misa if you were to eat it. Hilkoch enem afrisha misafek. Misafek, there's an obligation to go ahead and be mafrish. So that's the position of Rabbi Elazar. Masha'en came, racham omrim karishem. They say no. There's a chiyuv to be karishem. We'll see what that means in a moment. There's machlokes of rishonim. What karishem means, there's Rashi here. That is the mafarish, as one could, as they call him. And the Rosh, but the Ran is Cholik on this, and we'll see it in a moment as well. According to the Shita Chachamim, they hold there's a din of Kriyashem. The Gemara says, Vein Tzorach LaHafrish. There's no obligation to go ahead and engage in an act of Hafrasha. And again, you don't have to give it to an Ani, because there's no Mitzvah Nesina. There's no obligation of Nesina, as the Ran pointed out earlier, because of the Lashon of the Pasuk, La'oni v'lager tazov osam ani Hashem elokechem. It's amazing how Chazal, when Medayik from the Psukim in Chumash, Diukim Nifloim. This is one of the famous Diukim that Chazal derived. So we have Machlokes Tanoim, and the Gemara actually, if you look at the Ran for a moment, the Ran explains what this Machlokes is. The Ran is on the top of the Pedal Amabes. The first four lines we more or less just read now. We'll read just the line number three. Okay, Maisa Oni and Tzarek Lahafish, Yisir Labadazar, Dafilu Vadaim, Shalahufrishim and Akri Eno Tovel. That's the nafkamina between Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim, whether this is considered to be tevel. And once it's tevel, of course, yichai misa v'deshamayim, if you go and eat the tevel. So according to the first opinion, enem afrisha misafi. That's the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. However, chamomrim, next Ran, the Ran explains now the second position of the Chachamim, korishem. The invadilo afrisho, if the Amaris was not mafrishid, havi tevel. V'yoichel menakri b'misa. So here the nafkamina between these two is whether it's considered to be tevel and whether you be chayim misa v'shamayim ba'achilas tevel. Abba b'shem esugun legamri v'netzorach l'sakin v'hafrish ma'isoni ilkoch ma'afrisho misafek d'sveko tovel. So that's the machlokas here, whether misafek it's considered to be tevel or not. The Gemara goes on to explain this halacha. The Gemara says, second line, my lab man yom ha'sveko tovel, if you hold that misafek, we have an issue of tevel. Then clearly, there is a teves hanor. Means you decide which honor you're going to give it to. The came the isle teves hanor. Once the bailim had this ability to give it, to assign it to whichever honor they so desire, lo mahanya. Then under those circumstances, the halacha is that if she was being mekabel ma'aser ani, she's being nene by virtue of the fact that there exists this teves hanor, and therefore that would be asa. Well, man diyama ainu karishem. The other man, the Yomar, who says that no, there's no obligation of Kriya Hashem. Sova Sveiko Eno Tovel. Even Misafik, there's no Din Tevel. Cholsha Sveiko Eno Tovel. Lesley Tovas Hanoah. Once there's no Din Tovas Hanoah, so then she's taking an effect from Hefker. Vishorla, there's no problem her having Hanoah from Maisa Ani. Now, the basic question that all Rishonim ask over here, clearly the Gemara has made one item contingent upon the other, namely, Teva Sanor and the Din of Tevel before the act of the Sina. So the question is, what's the Kesher between Teva Sanor and the Matzav of Tevel before the Sina? Because the Mitzvah Sina, Lechura, that is Koveya, whether there's a Din of Teva Sanor or not. If there's a Din of the Sina, then obviously there's a Din of Teva Sanor that you can go ahead and assign it to the person that you wish to do so. And if there's no Din of the Sina, then obviously Teva Sanor is not relevant. So the Ran and the Taisis here both actually relate to this issue. Perhaps we'll read first the Lashon Aran. They point out over here that there's a distinction between, I'll first say it over and then I'll read it inside. There's a distinction here between Maiser and Truma. By Truma, there's a mitzvah of Nesina. There's no question. The pasuk says, Reishis degoncha, tiroshcha v'yitzarecha, v'reishis geis sonucha titen lo. The Torah uses the Lashon Nesina when it comes to Truma. Masha'enkin Maiser, that the whole obligation of giving by Maiser comes from the fact that you have a situation of Tevel. And what does it say by Tevel? So the Ran here quotes a pasuk that the Torah says, V'lo yichallu eskotche b'nei Yisrael eis asher yorimu l'Hashem. That's the Lashon of the pasuk. Very striking, very strange pasuk as well. V'lo yichallu eskotche b'nei Yisrael. Don't be mechallu kotche b'nei Yisrael. Eis asher yorimu l'Hashem. That which you're supposed to give is a kind of haroma, kind of afrosha to Hashem. So that's the mokor, the Ran says, for this idea. The Gemara actually darshins, and the Ran quotes the drasha from Sanhedrin and Zvachim. The Gemara has two places in Shas that the Gemara says that pasuk, Eis asher yorimu l'Hashem, means Ba'asidim litrom hakosim medaber. We're talking about that which in the future is going to undergo haroma, is going to undergo hafrosha. So therefore, the Gemara darshins, Ba'asidim litrom hakosim medaber, then now it's tevel. Because since it says in the pasuk, lo yichalel means there's some chilul involved over here. What chilul is there? Says the Ran, that must mean that it's tevel. That obviously there's some status that's conferred upon the item. It becomes tevel. So you see from the pasuk of lo yichalelu, there's an isa tevel. And it says further, the Ran says, eis asher yorimu, means the Torah has connected the two items. The Torah connected the schus of the bailim. And the Torah has connected essentially litrom ki'ilu, there's a mitzvah of nesina. And how do we know that? That we have this pasuk of lo yichalelu by maisa oni. If there's, we're talking about where there's no Isra of Tevel, so then it doesn't enter the entire issue of Lo Yechalelu, Hashem Kodshim, Nikdashti, Eis Asher Yorimu L'Hashem, and maybe there's no Schus Hashem Sanoah. That's more or less what the Ran here makes a chiluk, a very sharp distinction between Truma and between Maisa Oni. So let's read the Lashon of the Ran here. He writes, Ksav Asfeka in Otovel, Hu Adin L'Vadai. Really could have said, even if it's Vaday, Elamishim, the Sveik, and Akhtinon, why does it mention Demai? That situation of Demai, as the Gemara said, Einon Tzorach Liko Shem Amaisa Onishal Demai, says the Ran, that Mishum the Sveik and Akhtinon, Nokat Sveikom, became in the Sveik of the Tobel, Xaba Les Betova Sano, the Toba Sano, Betovel, Beno Tobel Talio. Toba Sano is completely totally on the situation. Is it Tevel or not? Dichsib lo yichalu was kachim b'nei Yisrael eis asher yorimu l'Hashem. V'dashin and the v'asidim litzum hakosim medaber. U'mi dichsib lo yichalu mashma de Tevel. Clearly, lo yichalu indicates there's some Isur that hovers in the atmosphere, namely Tevel. V'hani de Tivli tolar ha'amasim b'baylim lo mashar teves hanor shalem dichsib is asher yorimu. So even though it doesn't say in the pasuk Lashon Nesina, that's the problem. We just said a moment ago that Teva Sanoah and Nesina are inextricably intertwined one with the other, but here the pasuk does not use the lashon Nesina. V'cholzos, it uses the lashon of Lo Yichalelu Eskotche B'nei Yisrael Eis Asher Yorimu L'Hashem, and the Gemara Darshi and V'asidim Litzum Hakosim Medaber. Therefore, the Ran concludes U'kiman Diksivu Nesina Dami Ki'ilu. There's a lashon of Nesina that's found here. Hilkach Davka B'Tivli Ika Teva Sanoah L'Baylim. When you have a status of Tevel, then you have this din of Teva Sanoah, a requirement of Nesina. If it's not Tevel, then this concept is not existent. Hilkach yichola lehanas mashle ani dehefker ba'almahu. So that's that side. That's Aman Yomar, who says that's considered to be not tevel, and the male, there's no violation if the woman is nene because it's considered to be hefker. However, the other man Yomar says the Ran, uman Yomar korei shem. That's the lashon of the Gemara. Sabra sveikol tovel. The mishumachi tzara likro shem. The chol she sveikol tovel isbei tovasat noa. The isay bichlav lo yichalu es kachiv bnei Yisrael. It's all founded upon this pasuk. Hilka kevin isbei hanoa osu disanuye. The mididei mishani v'lo mev kero. That's the machlokes between these two mani omars. Kach birush rabosai. And then the Ran just makes another statement. He says here, somehow they don't explain what is the issue. Is it tevel? Is it not tevel? What is it talion? And I'm going to come to this next few lines in a moment. Before that, I just want to make one comment on the Korei Shem. Looking over here in Kriya Shem, look at the Mefarish in the upper left-hand corner, the Rashi, so-called Rashi. He interprets, what does it mean, Korei Shem? Ben Atzarch Lahavish, Ela Nosin Ena Betzad Zeh, you have to bring a raya. But the Chiddush in Rashi, which is also found here, not only in Rashi, but also in the Rosh. You look in the Rosh on the left-hand side, they explain, that we're talking about almost, if you will, a kviyas makom, naisi ena b'tzad zeh ve'omer mikan ani neitel ve'oichlahu ba'atzmo. The Rosh also has a similar. He calls it kviyas makom explicitly on the beginning of the Rosh over here on Pei Dalam Mebeis. Achamom im kori shem b'tzono b'dromo ukviyas makom havi ka'afrasham ve'in tzarch la'avish ki'in tzarch litno la'aniyim misofek. The Rambam, and here now, I just want to show a number of items. The Rambam in Perek Tes Hilchos Maaser in Halacha Gimel. Perhaps we should have reference to before the Rambam. Maybe, okay, it doesn't really make a difference, the order, but I put it in a different order. The Rambam in Perek Tes Hilchos Maaser, will read the first three Rambams on page number 5 of this handout. Rambam tells you, gives you the history that the Gemara presents to us in some Masech HaSeita. B'mei Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Shoy Yach HaShimon HaTzadik, Sholchu Bezen HaGadol, U'batku B'chol Gvul Yisrael, U'matzu Sha'akol Zirin B'tum HaGadolo, Mafrishim Maisa. Abel Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni, Maisa Oni, Hoyu Ame'eretz Mi'Yisrael, Mekilim Al'atzman. Maisa Rishon, they were Meiko, Maisa Sheni, that you bring to Yerushalayim, if you go gazu, they only believe people who have credibility. There's actually what to talk about this Rambam too, but I'm just going to get off the topic, which is not healthy for me. Why is it that they're all written in Chumash, all derived from Sukkim? Why Dafka Tumah Gedolah that somehow became sacrosanct, and all the other items that are also found in Chumash? Maaseh Sheni is a whole parsha, much longer than the parsha of Tumah. A parsha in Re'eh, Ba'arichus, where the Torah tells you how to deal with Maaseh Sheni, and you have to take it to Shalayim. If you can't carry all the Tumah, it's out there, Kesev Yodchab, it's against Arichus. So why would that be? So the Achreim talk about this, why this should be. Okay, but that's for another occasion. Halacha Beis, V'hiskinu, Shalayodam Mafish ben Admai el Atumas Meiser Meshu Abba Misa. U Meiser Sheini Shem Ba Hefse Shara Abay Lam Oichem Oso. Abba Meiser Risho Na Meiser Oni Mafish ben Admai Meshu Sofik Hametzich Avi El Barai. That's what we saw just now in the...
Meiser Risho is a double Sofik.
What was that?
Meiser Risho is like a double, like a Svek Sveker.
A Svek Sveker because of the...
You don't know if it's by Admai. You don't know if
you talk right. About... Right, okay, good. It's even a double Sofik. And a Chanami, good?
Why is it in Lama Nashir?
I mean, again, the question is, what exactly is Mamana Shevet? What belongs automatically to Shevet Kahuna and what not? So, Truma, unquestionably, is Mamana Shevet. But what about these other items? Maisa Sheni, of course, belongs to the Bible. Maisa Risha is Mutal Lazar, so it's not Mamana Shevet.
It's Mutal Lazar, but it belongs to
it led to the Levi. We give it to the Levi, Maman HaShevet, but essentially, as I said, it's different than Truma. Clearly, since someone else can eat it and the like, so it's not the same. Maman HaShevet could be two din in Maman HaShevet, how you define that. And the third, of course, which is Maisoni, is again not relevant. Okay, these needs more, a lot more Libun, but I'm interested in the last halacha, actually. So here he writes here, again, what Rashi and the Ran said, Hamotz Chavela Varaya, Lefika Omer Lelevi Oloni, Havei Raya, Shein Amusa, Abitola Maisos, Halacha Gimel, Aval B'Shem Afrish, Maisos Oni Menad Mai, Tzorach Liko Sol Shem, Veino Mafrish. So here the Raman Paskins, like the Chachomim, Kori Shem, Vein Tzorach Lahafrish, the Omer, Isur Mashayeshkan, Maisos Oni, Kedei Lekua, Maisos Sheini, Shemaisos Oni, B'Shlish, B'Shish, Vokam, Maisos Sheini, Shoshav, Shnei HaShavua. That's more or less how the Rambam here quotes Halacha in Perek Tes, Hilchos Maaser. Basically, the Rambam is saying it's enough that you say that 10% of the kri should be Maaser Oni. There's no need to be Koveh Makom. So this Psak of the Rambam, even though, as I said, we saw what
we don't do this today. We do what we are making Koveh Makom.
Okay, but I looked in a few sugars in Shas. I looked in the Meiri. No, I don't know. I looked in the Meiri in Makos and Yud Zayin. He also says like that. I also saw in the Sefer of the Chayodim, the Binas Odom, he has also in Arichos, he has the same psak in the Shari Tzedek, in Perki Gimel. Right. I mean, they talk a lot about this issue. This also is found, this issue. Good, but I'm just indicating that. Take a look, for example, since I skipped it, I have to go back to it. There's a Tesis here in Yevamos. And Pei Vav, a very famous Taisi, has two dais here. And the first, page number one of this handout, the Gemara here says, when the Gemara discusses this halacha, the Gemara has a whole lengthy series of drushes on the psukim about Maaser Rishon, whether it's Tevel. Rabbi Yossi says, Yochol lo yechai vel al tevel shalahura menu kol ikar. But Tumu Gedolah was taken, and not Maaser Rishon. Or my submission, not my sa'ani. Or even my sa'ani, me nine. Tamalomar, lo such alecha b'sharecha. The Torah says you can't eat outside. You shall lie in my sa'ani, gantcha, tirosh, b'sharecha. So the Gemara Dashin's from there, the following. Gulhalon omen b'yachl b'sharecha b'savei, o ma sharecha omen lahan my sa'ani, av sharecha omen ka my sa'ani, rachmano lo sucha. Imi osim hab amino, here's the important line. I would have thought, lilav, that maybe there's a lav involved over here. Avo misa lo kamashvon alishna chrino said ma'aser rishon the tavil and abyesi nafkin mi ahu avaminu lalav avo misa lo kamashvon. So if you look in Rashi here, Rashi just explains the simple pshat in the Gemara that but Taisus here I underlined it. Taisus says tekasha, what does it mean imi asim avaminu lalav im toimar minolu the tavil ma'aserani b'misa hol iskash the truma. Why would you have such a onish chamur when it comes to ma'aserani? There's no hekish the truma. So that's one suggestion. Inami, Kevin Shein Cholik Mushar Tevel in Hazara. What then in a Misa? He's saying all kinds of svaras. 2 days in Teisuva, they have the concept of Misa regarding this issue of Maisa Oni. And there's also Yerushalmi that everyone quotes. Yerushalmi is found right here in Demai. That's on page number two actually, where the Yerushalmi quotes this Machlokas. There you have a clear statement that Peros, Shetvul Nemaisa Oni, Yechayim Misa, Klo Halacha in the Yerushalmi. I'll read first the Mishnah, I underlined it. Abelaz Omer, Einan Tzorach Liko Shem Nemaisa Oni Shalt. Ma'echam Mom, Mekari Shem, and Tzorach Lahafrish. That's what Agamara quotes this. Machlokis Hanoi Mubi, and Peidal Omer Beis. And then the Gemara says, Rabbi Bo, Baravuna B'Shem Rav, Ha'echal Perosav Tvul Nemaisa Sheni Yechayim Misa. Wow, what a statement. An emphatic, outright statement of Chiyah Misa for Tevel, a Peres of Maaser Sheni. Ma Tam de Abelazar, Kevin Shu Odea Shu Baboy Misa Mafish. Ma Tam de Abonim, but Lokach Kerish Shem and Tzarek Lafish. Okay, the Yerushalmi goes on. The Pnei Moshe here explains this Maaser along the following lines. And actually, this is also Yerushalmi further. By Arichos on this topic, and it's no get to this issue about Maaser Oni. What's the status of Isonisa? Taisi Yavama says two days. Look actually in the Pnei Moshe, I underlined him. Halacha Gimel Masisan. Ain Ladam Tsarach Liko Shem Shal Maisa Ani Shal Maim Farsh Bigamaz. I love the Savat Tevush Maisa Ani Bemisa. Unbelievable. Hilko Lonesh Dam Yorasa Maisa Ani. I mean, if there's a Chiyah Misa, they're going to be obviously quite nizor regarding the matter. Umafrisha also locally atzma. Cham Momrim. That's the Gemachlokas in the Gemara in Yavamas Peivav, and that's the Yerushalmi. He says explicitly that there's a chi of a misa. Lefikach halokech mem says the Pnei Moshe Kori Shem the Meisa Oni and Sorach Lahavish Litin Lani Davisavik Moshe Chavela Varaya Baalocha Gechacham. So here we see, and the Gemara discusses this halacha of Tzvulim the Meisa Sheni. But you see here that there's a Deya in Yerushalmi that Tzvulim. The Maisa Oni is Chai Misa. Someone just told me, someone who learns Daf Yomi much more rigorously than I do, so he told me that there is a Medrash Rabba in Echa. Medrash Rabba in Echa says it's an explicit pasuk. You will not believe this pasuk. I have to see it inside. I didn't look at it. I just heard about it a short while ago. Golsa Yehuda Me'oni u'meroi v'avoda. Pasuk at the beginning of Eicha. He yosher b'goyim lo matzo v'nayach. Kol v'atfeo hisigua bein ha-mitzarim. So the Medrash, he told me, I'm samich on him, he's a fine Talmud Chacham. Golsa Yehuda me'oni, because we didn't give Maisa Oni, Golsa Yehuda me'oni u'meroi v'avoda. I was flipping out when I heard this Medrash. I have to find it. Medrash Rabba in Eicha. And, I'm just mentioning this. Now, if you have on page 6, 7, and 8, I'm not going to go through this. See, there is one here issue I want to discuss, which is a famous issue. But maybe first we'll read, if you look in the, there's another Rambam I was going to show you. So the Rambam we just saw was in Perek Tes, Maisa Sheni, that was in Halacha, Gimel. Okay, so that Rambam we saw. Fine. But there's another discussion over here that's also relevant. Let me just go to the Gemara a bit further, and then we'll be able to discuss this a bit more intelligently. Now the Gemara, I'm still on Pei Dalam Beis. The Gemara now, after presented this Machlokes Tanoim, then the Gemara has another fascinating statement of Abaye. Amale Abaye, I'm reading line number 7. Amale Abaye, the Kuli Alma Sveko Tovil, Pasha to him, the Tevil of Maisa Oni, unquestionably is Asa Vachila, because it's Tevil. Rabbalazu Abanam Hakam Ifukli, another machlokes in Svara between the two Tanoim. What's the machlokes? Rabbalazu Savilo Nechshadu Amale Oros of Maisa Oni, that they're not going to give Maisa Oni. Why? Look at this. Very famous svara. Kevin de ilu mafkir nichsei v'avoni b'shokolei. If he wants, what could the person do? He could be mafkir in the chosim, and himself become an ani, and then he can go ahead and take that item. So therefore, lesleib seida. There's nothing here that's going to be lost in the course of this, and therefore we're not concerned. Rabban sabri no, the chosim lo mafkir in chi. People are not going to go ahead and be mafkin in the chasim. Why demirsas? Dilma zochi buina shachrina. Maybe someone else will come and jump the gun and get the property. Once it's hefker, he's waiting in the wings for the property to become hefker, somebody else, and maybe right away. What?
I heard there was a story like that in Beibach. Someone was like mafkir is a case of rape or something like that. It was mafkir's dira. Someone was up in with 9 bucks.
Okay, I prefer not to comment on this. I have a lot of chomer on this issue. Hilkoch nechshedu. And therefore, there's a chshat. Now here, if you, there's a famous Rabbi Kiva Eiger in Mishnayis. So this Rabbi Kiva Eiger, I did Xerox, in the Pirsha Mishnayis, which is on page number 6 and going on to 7. Rabbi Kiva Eiger is very concerned about this svara that the Gemara suggests. It's not just Rabbi Kiva Eiger, it's also I found the Shagasarye and the Gur Sari and Yuma and Daptes. They all ask this kasha. That the pasuk says, and the Ran himself quoted the pasuk, that Lani v'lagir tazav osam. What does that mean? That the Ani and the Ger have to leave. They're not allowed to be malakate. An Ani has to leave Meiser Ani for others. He can't take Meiser Ani for himself. So what in heaven's name is going on here? Why does the Gemara make such a suggestion? According to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, that the reason why they're not choshev are Meiser Ani because they can go ahead and be mafkin the nechassim and take the nechassim. It's against, literally, against the pasuk. Against the pasuk. And the Gemara has actually, even though this drasha is found here by Rabbi Eliezer, he dashes like that, but he's dashing against the Chazal. Mamish, the whole drasha, the whole svara, he's suggesting it's against the Chazal. This became a discussion of many achrayim. So, but look at Rabbi Kivega here on page number 6. Now, I'll read it. I don't have time to discuss it properly. He writes here, this going on the Kriya Shem that we spoke about earlier, Machogis Abelaz and Chacham, where there's a din of Kriya Shem without Afrasha, or there's no need for Kriya Shem, that's Abelaz Shita. So look in the, I underlined about Tanura as well, he more or less cites what Agavara indicates, and the position of the Chacham, why they say Kore Shem Ben Atzarech LaHafrish, so there he cites this idea, that Sharia Mafsid, he's not going to lose anything. He himself apparently has the ability to become an Ani. Look at Rabbi Kivega. Aminim Gemara Makas Dav Yudzayim. Time of Rabbi Lazar, he says that Amhar, it's Mafrish Maisa Ani, the Mamoinahu. That's considered to be his money. But seriously, there he goes on the next page, Shabbatesis Yomtiv, Total Sofer. Upirish Rashi. Ratzalomar. Marin bo midain bo isu achila ela gezel. There's no isu achila. There's only issue of gezel over here. V'iu a gezel aniim lo chosh. Okay, that's what he says over there. Rashi and Makus. Ula teisus yuma daftun heim bebeis apti yama arvitz lo chosh la gezel. Hocho lo chosh la gezel. Midav b'mamun shein lo tovim. Like we said before, Naran and Rashi, they can't really have a claim. But it's chavei l'baraya. Correct. And he goes further. The ode, kol kamed lo hufrash la chashu la gezel. So they gave all kinds of svaros. Before that, frash is not called gezel. The fiti rutsum, beis koshe emehocha. The name of Adrabba mehai taimu in a mafrish, maisu anish lo gezel. That's the reason he's not mafrish, it shouldn't be gezel. V'yula yeshoma da teisa sirle, b'fir shasugi the markets in the dorm, da peidala na mebeis, the time of Avaloza, to lo nechshu la maisu ani, di ilu ba yim afgin uchasi, v'habi ani mishokolei, v'les leip seido. That's the svar that the Gemara advances. Vizel pirush mamonahu, vatsaloma shebiyado lahafkin nechosa. That's how he understands mamonahu. The kach, the kach lahafkin, the kach lahagdish, the kach limkor, the kach lignois. Right, any kind of das makti. Ela taimu da abonu shnuya b'makos. Dibinidor maminam, the tamayu demirsis lahafkin. What we just saw in the Gemara, that he's frightened to go ahead and do this kind of activity. Dil mazochi b'achrinam, uv'makos aminam, the taimu da abonu, the shvich ole milsa. It's a tircha. So here's the kasha of Kiveg asks. He says he doesn't understand. That's the halacha. So the din is, he's not permitted, he's not allowed to go ahead and leave for himself. He's not allowed to do it. It's the whole drasha of Rabbi Lazar is against the chazal. That's what Kiveg is kasha. That's the Gemara said. Lahazir ani al shalom. Vayin tesis yomtiv im kein hoda habalei gezel. V'yafim nitchok diyamar esol sirulei drashad lo salake. He doesn't hold that drashim. And kol akol panim habalei lashas loymedan. In time of the rabbanim desil the next shabbat sarachin. So he blinds by sarachin on this kasha. Now achrayim have a field day.
What's the question?
The Chazal dashim from the pasuk. That an ani has to leave over from his maisa ani la'achirim. He cannot take maisa ani la'atzmo. He can't do it. So it's against what the Gemara says.
So there's no option of kirim.
Correct. That option is against Chazal. So how could Rabbi Lazar darshin punk fakir? Mamishi darshin hafuch for what it says in Chazal.
You're not supposed to. Or it's not going to work.
You're not allowed. So this is the subject of a lot of discussion. I looked around. I didn't actually write this down on all the Maramikomis. I saw the Shin Kubetzes, but Matsiyah Datesim Abeis. that he brings that even he can't even take payah because some of his mafkis sadeh, the push up shot, l'chuy should be able to take the payah. And here we're saying that you're allowed to take my sa'oni. But this kasha is a very eisner kasha, a very starker kasha that we keep hanging here. Somehow you have to assume that dafka balecha shichu peya. So there, somehow, there the salacha applies, but somehow there's a chilah between that and my sa'oni. My sa'oni is, let's say, more likely comparable to my sa'risha. It's not the same as like a shichu peya. Somehow yesh l'chalek. What's the svara exactly? I mean, I have svaras, but I wasn't buying into it too carefully, so I don't want to suggest svaras that may not necessarily be very mevusas. However, I'm going to show you a diuk now in the Ran, which is also a very famous diuk. Look at this Ran that we didn't read. I'm reading now the Ran, the line before the wide lines. But the Ran says here, ube'einai nire. I'm peidalon mebeis. The line before the second set of wide lines, in the middle of the page. We see where it says, Ube'enai nireh? Sort of the middle of the Tesis.
Last so here, narrow line.
Thank you. Last narrow line. So here the Ran says, Ube'enai nireh, means he commented, the Ran, and a moment ago we read this. He was commenting on the question of Tovel and Tovel, what is it Tully on? Not so clear. So he wants to be Miyashiv that Kasha. If you hold the Maisa Oni is not Tovel, behind the timer. We should Mesirle Yevsha Sheakri Atzmai Chomur Bibne Maisa Oni Hamurabo Yosef Maisa Oni Atzmo. How could this Tarobis, which has Maisa Oni inside, how could it be more Chomur than Maisa Oni itself? This is the Tarobis, and Maisa Oni on its own. How could this be more Chomur? The Bishlama Tzuma. B'din shete toivelas, I understand. Tevel of truma, reason why that should be called tevel. The kevin she yatzma asura, truma is also the zar. Truma can only be given to a kohen, kayadua. Rohu sheteso taruvasa. So that I understand. If I have truma b'toicha tevel, so undoubtedly I understand why that should be something which is also. The kevin the bal kocha tzarch larim menakri, einam is batel hasham. There's a din of hafrasha. And since you have to be mafresh the truma, no one can possibly argue that it should be batel. Namely, that we're talking about that the truma should become somehow batel mishabach yoseres. Therefore, truma, if I have in tevel, that's awesome. Avo maisoni shehu atzmo mutal lezorim hech yei taruvasal chamer mimenu. He says asvara maisoni, which itself mutal lezar. So how could the Tarovas, namely the Tevel, which is, has Maisani in it, how could it be Mochama, the Maisani? So he says, Hainu Taima, the Manda Surya in a Tevel. That's the Banyama who says that it does not become Tevel. Well, let's read a bit further, and I'm going to comment on this. Umanda Surya Tevel, what about the other Banyama who says it does become Tevel? Mapik Le Tevel Midrasha. Kidasanya Paragesh Maisis. Of course, the Gemara in Yavamas, the Epevav, what we just sort of read. I would think the only chiv of tevel, but there was no harama, no hafrasha. But the hura mimenu truma gedayla, that's what the Gemara says over there. If you did hafrasha of the truma, below hura mimenu ma'aser rishon, but you didn't do ma'aser rishon, or you did ma'aser rishon below ma'aser sheni. Va'afilu ma'aser oni minayin tamulam alosuch alecha b'sharecha. Ulahalun omer b'yochel b'sharecha b'saveyu. So here, the Ran says something very striking in the second, in the first wide line, after that last narrow line, as Rabbi Muniz pointed out, Hani Taima, he said, Mishum Desvirli, Yevsha Sheakri Atzmo Samuch, Chomor, Ne Maisaoni Hamurabo, Yosem Maisaoni Atzmo. So the question that's raised by the Doliach, the Rishonim already raised this kasha. It's a very famous kasha. It's mentioned in Rishonim, mentioned in Achreinim, one of the probably most favorite kashas that's found. Tevel. Is Tevel a separate Isor? Or Tevel is also Mishum Truma Hamur Revesbo? That's the reason why Tevel is also. Or is it a completely separate Isor? So this is, as I said, discussed by many Gdoliach Rishonim.
It's not muta after you mafish truma, so what's the question?
No, I mean, the question that whether the Issa Tevel is chayzer va'asa b'achilam and atera, the way that Yerushalmi seem to present it, I mean, how's the Issa chayzer? Again, there's a Rashi, there's a lot of material about this. I xerox some of it over here. I just want to show you this issue. Just want to see it. It's a famous issue. I don't... Take a look, for example, there are two issues I wanted to discuss. One is this issue. Hold on just 1 second, and then I'll mention the other issue, which goes together with it, on the Gemara that Pehei Amad Aleph. The Gemara, if you remember here, after it quotes the Machlokes, another very interesting Machlokes, where the Tovas Ano Mamun on that, and then the Gemara quotes on the bottom of the Amud, the famous Braisa. Braisa in Kedushin, of Hakreinev Tivlo Shechavero, Ba'ochlo. You steal someone's Tevel. So what do you have to pay? You have to pay for the value of the Tevel, that you stole, or you only have to pay for the Dmei Chulin Shabbo, because only that belongs to the Bailim. Only the Dmei Chulin belongs to the Bailim. The other part belongs to the to Shevet Kahuna. So the Gemara quotes Machlokes Tanoim. One man the Yomer says, Eni Mishal Dmei Chulin Shabbo, and the other one is Chadli. The Gemara says, what's the Machlokes? The Gemara says, on top here, the Machlokes is whether the Teves Hanoah is Mammon, the Teves Hanoah is not Mammon. Rebbe Savar, Teves Hanoah is Mammon. And therefore, Hakol, everything including the Tumas of Isis, that's the Chelek HaBailim. The whole thing, Hakol, Bakol, Mikol, Kol, that's based on this Halacha, Teves HaNo Mamon. Rabbi Yesi, Rabbi Yehuda, Sava, Teves HaNo Eino Mamon. That's the Gemara thought. The way the Ran explains, again, you're very Balabatish. However, the Gemara rejects that. The Gemara said, lo, the Kuli Amma, Teves HaNo Eino Mamon. That we don't assume that this right that you have to give it to the Kohen is considered to be Mamon. It's not considered to be Mamon. Another doozy of a sugya found several times in Shas. Matana shalahurmo. I did not yet go and do the hafrasha. So what is the machlokes? Rebbe holds that kevan shalahurmo. The Ran explains on the top of Pehem and Aleph. Look at the third line. The Ran. Matana shalahurmo kamifli. The Rebbe sabar kevan shalahurmo tumas umaisus. Habalu kechulin shabo. Since the harama did not take place, it's like kechulin shabov delo kemo shahurmu damyan. Rabbi Yisrael Sava kemi shahurmu damyan. It's as if it actually already took place, and therefore ein lo b'em klum. Harama already took place. M'shemach in the mishalim el mechulin shabov. And the Gemara on this has a back and forth that if you hold that teves hanoah is not mamon, who cares? Malihurmu, malihurmu. Finally, Gemara says it's a knas, and the question is, how to define exactly the nature of the knas. But this sugya, and I'm going to come back to the previous discussion in a moment, but this sugya is also an impossible sugya. What's the svara that matana shalahurmu kemishahurmu damyan? What, are we living in a fantasy world? What is the nature of this? So there's a famous shiltis in Parshas Korach. Someone actually was kind enough to pull it out for me. I'm not into any of this. On page number 15, 16, 17... In the huge print, I have nothing to do with this. He just did me a favor. One of my talmidim, they love to do this.
What do all the numbers mean?
I don't have a clue.
Oh. Okay.
He pulled it out for me. I told him actually. I gave him numbers to put on it, so he put two sets of numbers. Very familiar. I don't know exactly what he had in mind, but you'll see what I'm interested. This is the general halacha in Parshas Korach. I'm very into the Shilts of Achoygon. I said for about 10 years on the other side. Shurim and the Shiltis. There was a group of people, Israelis, who wanted to hear Shurim and the Shiltis, so Havos Nisht, Havi Yitzhahara, to learn Kala Torah Kula. Anyway, so in the Shiltis of Achai Goyin, he has in Kuflamid Beis, but the first he has the introduction here, the Chiv of Hafrosha, correct? Shiltin, the Mechayiv Beis Yisrael, the Hafushi Matas Guna. I told him to put it in large print. Boy, did he put it in large print. He took me seriously. He told me there are three levels of print I could have. So I said, well, the large one's probably better for me. Okay, I don't think I need this large, I told him, but Beseda. So the Mechayiv, the Beis Yisrael, Afushi, Matas, Kuhuna, Maneh, Misa, Umei, Tanakani. There's a chiyah to give Bechavdal, Matas, Kuhuna, Zerol, Tumas, Matonam, V'Afushi, Nami, Maisa, Minkri, and Mei, Tanalevi. Next page. Nasati, V'Kad, Mafashin, Tumam, Maisa, Lo, Mafashin, Mina, Amina, Delab, Delay. Again, when a person, again, this not in turn, Minoshe and Amin. Okay, he goes through some of the halachas, he goes through Psukim, Kochel, Yitzhar. Very nice. Next, It's all Gemaras. Imenu Kaddish Nesiyas Ched Lama. Mikan the term in Ara. Olav Ched. The Beis Loki Halu Torah Into Me Alo. And he quotes the din of a Kain Tomei Shagot Umatmeya. He doesn't get a Chimisa. Now I'm interested in the next part, where it says number 8 he put there. Kuf Lama Beis. Okay, on page 16. I don't know what this pagination is. Out of order. Okay. Vasheisa Vasach Vizar Shagot Tuma Inayin Dechsev. The Cholzor Lo Yochal Kodesh. I'm on page number 16 on top. On top it says 16. Kuf Lamed Beis. Hashelse v'asoch v'zor shochal tumma minayin t'chsiv v'chalzor l'echal kodesh v'chsiv v'meisav v'okir chalu v'afil kain tzorek l'hapish tumma mikaryo v'od mishru elei v'achil l'vilu Yisrael d'yoris tumma avi ima kain. Let's say a Jew is yorish tumma from his avi ima, his grandfather and his mother side of kain. Avi gav the osir Mamonehu, it's his mama. He yashed it. The boy masman of the kohanim, he could sell it. B'shoy le'dame. My time. The next page came in the lanafka lechula dame alo tafsa. Beram tzorach lemeimar il yisrael diaros me'avi imo kohen peri the gemar melachdan v'adain lemivshim and etumah meisa. You have a gemar melach that was done, but that frusher didn't take place yet. Ha'u tumah the mafrish me'ahu carrier did they have it? Does that belong to him? That tumah, that's hufrash. Oh, the coin have it. What's the issue? Me, I mean, I came into Yarsinon, since he Yarshin, below have Mifish Mene Tumma Meiser, but there was not Prussia Tumma Semeisers. Vu Neo, the come Mafish Mene Tumma Meiser, have you care of the Nashi, it's his. Umay, the Mafish Mene, the coin, boy, the Mazel. Dilma came in the Chavi Gabi Yed Mokoyen, I mean, Matana Shahum, Commission Humu, Dam, and here's what I'm interested in, the line over here. The Kol Shebi Yodo, Lav Kimachusa Meiser, Dami. As long as I have the ability to be Mafish, so it's Kilo, I was Mafish. Wow, what a svara to explain the halacha of Matana Shalahurmo to Misha Hurmo Damyam. The truth of the matter is,
he's Yashani from his grandfather, the Kohen. The
Kriv
is
pre. It was Meruach took place.
Right, so now the Chiyuv came upon him before he was Yashan the Chiyuv.
So now the question is, what is the status? That's the.
Is it Tali Ambrera?
What? I thought it was Tali Ambrera, Mamish. That's what I thought, but it doesn't say that here in the Yerushalmi. In the Shiltas, what?
So he never does that Prussia.
Correct. That's what I thought it was totally on. I went through this entire Shiltas, but at the end he doesn't say that. But he gives a svara here, which is half a dick.
This,
I don't know if we can make, I have to ask people who learn Dafyemi, all of you who learn Dafyemi, I'm not a Dafyemi man. But you have to see how all these things comparable. I mean, Korah the Bila ain't Bila Makemet was really a different halacha, different than this halacha of Matanos Shelohurmu Kmishehum Yudami. Well, this Gemara, which is also in Kedushin, Kol Shabila the Lav Kemchus Ma'isedami, or the Gemara Breira that you just mentioned a moment ago. But there's a Rashi in Kedushin also, since you're on the case already. There's a Rashi in Kedushin. I zirak that Rashi and Nun Ches. I said Shurim Kedushin last year, so I call this on page number 9. So here also the Gemara, at the end of the second paragraph, Ish Mekadesh, the Gemara also discusses this issue. There Rashi also comments on this. If you look in the Gemara quotes this sugya in the Dharma, on the third line, you see Kitanoi. I'm getting off the topic. Okay, Kitanoi, what the Gemara says, you see the third line of the Gemara? Hagoni tilo shechaveh misham lo me tilo shechaveh dir Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Dir Rabbi, Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, enu misham lo me chulun shabba. Ma labba, kamifigli, teves hana mamon, or enu mamon, lo dekul yama, enu mamon. Here's the case, the tvalim shenafon lo beis avi yimo koi, matana shlohurmo. And that machlog is, mishahurmo, lak mishahurmo. Yibai seima, everyone says mishahurmo. Teves hana zah mamon. Machlog is, the gabi yadinu Shmuel, now look in Rashi over here. So Rashi also, I think, is trying to say svara in this as well. The Rashi is on the. I mean, underline all the Rashis, but we'll read the Rashi in the fourth line.
Which Rashi?
Mishamlo me tfilo. I'll start from there. Im de me tuma after me tuma ma'ase shabo el de me chulon shabo. So he can be dochim. Next, Rabbi Savar, Kemo Shahumu Damyan, Bizocha Avi Imo, Bitruma Umaisa Shabo, Shab Maisarish and the Konim, Midikansinu, Ezra Levian. Virab Yossi Sava Lapkami Shahumu Damyan, but Sara Hayar Shazel the Tit on the Koin. Ainlo Mema, the Teres Hano, Bueno Momo. So what's the pshat in this?
I don't
know. It says that Tovas Anah,
I can do whatever
he
wants, but he can't eat it, so what
are
we going to do with it? The point is, you don't have to be mafresh, that's the point.
No, because it's Oymeid
La'afrosha. And therefore, the point is, you don't have to be mafresh?
That's right.
So, but you can't practically eat it.
I mean, the chiyuv afrosh is already chal. But the issue is whether it's before the gemar melacha or after the gemar melacha. But if it's after the gemar melacha, then again, before the gemar melacha, it's pashya. You don't say k'mi shuhum b'damyam. But after the gemar melacha, then you say k'mi shuhum b'damyam. I've always been bothered by this machlokes. What is it founded on? So, okay, that's what the shul says. Gives us svara. Lav k'mechusa b'aysa dami. And by the way, this also bothers me. I hope you don't mind. In the machlokes over here, since we're talking about it, I'll get back to the other issue in a moment. Demei Tiblo or Demei Chulin Shabbo? What is that issue? Demei Tiblo. The Ritva, actually, you have this Ritva on Kedusha and the Chesim Abbeis. He brings two pshatim. Either that Demei Chulin Legamri, and he quotes another pshat here. Tevis Ano, not the Erech of Tumas Amayza. What's the pshat in that? I mean, also very strange machlokas to understand what the two deis are. Demei Chulin Shabbo, Demei Tiblo. I mean, the Ran explained it already. Again, totally on this issue, whether Kamisha Hormodam, Lal Kamisha Hormodam. Okay. Right. So that's also a strange machloket. But going back to the original issue that I started with, which was the Ran on the Pedalam base, on the line after the narrow line, that this is the question which is a famous issue, namely, whether Tevel is a separate Isur, or Tevel is also because of the Tumah v'chulin hamurav mezebazeh. There are, a lot of different svaras here, but I'm just mentioning this in the context of this language of the Ran. Okay, I wanted to discuss probably one of the most difficult issues on this, on that pehei, which is, as you can see, if you look in the Ran, let's read this Ran on pehei amud aleph. The Gemara finally says, "Hainu time the Rebbe is a knas." Means this machlok is whether Matanos Shalahumu Kamishahumu Damyam. So the Gemara says, the Gemara basically indicates that that's not the reason for this machlogas here, whether Dmei Tiblo or Dmei Chulin Shabo, Elahaini Tamid the Rebbe, Kansur Rabban the Ganav Keichel Lolignav. Everyone see that? On line number 7 or so of Dafehem and Aleph. The question is, what is the, there's some sort of a knas here. And the concert of the Ganav, they don't want him to engage in Geneva. He should go and be given, do the afrosha, there's b'chuyif to do. They don't want him to delay. And then the Gemara said at the end, Rabba Mashani Tumah Dainu Tam Didu Al-Kochim Shem Tumah L'Chaz V'Dekonim V'Kev in the Kosi the Mitzvah Alayu Shab Yafra Ba'alma. Another impossible line to understand. How do you understand that line? Kev in the Kosi the Mitzvah Alayu means we're going to ask it to the Kohanim any Hanoah. So this is what we say. Shavya Afra Ba'alma. It becomes Afra Ba'alma. So there's a Rashba right over here. What?
Sounds like
you're
saying Afra, right?
That's right. I like that because I thought, by the way, years ago when I learned this Gemara, I haven't learned the Dharma in about 45 years. But when I saw this Gemara, I thought that's the marker for that in Chametz on Erev Pesach. Libadel v'levi hefke ka'afra da'alma. I thought this based on this Gemara. Shavi Afra Ba'alma, Psadin Hefke. I don't know if the two are connected, but look in the Ran here. So the Ran has a long Shtikal Torah. I'll read from where the Ran says, Al Hainu Tam the Rebbe. You see that? I mean, he's going to quote here a famous Rashba, Kasha the Rashba. Why according to Rabba, are the Kohanim allowed to take this item? Means Lechura, they still have a schus The guy still has the schus of Tevis Hanah. He could sell it. The schus of Tevis Hanah to another Yisrael. And he'll give it to Chveis. Let's say he has a grandson as a Kohen. He'll give it to that grandson as a Kohen. Why does it say over here that it's Hefker? And they can somehow take it, Bal Korcho. Pelotzim, this whole, that's the Rashba's Kasha over here. We'll read in a second. And this, Al-Zeh, Tzichim La'amod, Yamim, Shleimim. Answer this Kasha. Let's read it first, though, okay? Let's be fair. Hainu Tam of the Rebbe. I'm going to read it slowly. Hashtol Amiboylon, Yislu, the Travayu, Teves Ano, Mamon, Eno Mamon. So now the Gemara doesn't pose this, what we thought till now was the fundamental Yesod over here is Teves Ano, Mamon, Teves Ano, is not Mamon. Yislu, Teves Ano, Eno Mamon, Lab Yosef, Abihuda, Nicha. So then his shita, that's what he says. The Rebbe, Hainu Taima, the Gemara now says, what is Rebbe's position? That Rebbe, obviously, is cholik, he holds Tevis Hanoah as Mamam. Hainu Taima, the Kansur Abanam, Lagana, Lusham, Tevis Hanoah, Shal Trumas Amayis, Lebalabayis. That apparently has value. The Tevis Hanoah, of course, is considered to be, of course, not the same as the actual item itself, but certainly it has value. Visri, the Tevis Hanoah Mamam, the Rebbe Nicha. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Hainu Taima, Deina Mishalim, Ed Mechulun, Shavah, Mishnu, Katsu, Abana, Shal Yishalim, Ed Tevis Hanoah, Shev Truma, and Vaisis. But now the Gemara then says, and this is what the Ran I'm interested in, Rabba Mashani Truma, Kloma, Kulam, Asis, and Islay, Tevis Hanoah, Momo, Besei for Nicha, Yikonim, Eilu, Yidlo, Acherim, Rabbi Shani Taima, Ed Lugu, Bal Karcha, why can the Konim take Bal Karcha, Mishim, the Truma, Lachazi, the Konim, Shiyah, Shalidna, the Israel, that's obvious, Hilka, Kevin, the Mesu, Alayu, Shabu Afra Ba'alma, the Afgre, as you said in the Sanyal, the Afgre, the Itovasana, Sheesh Shabbat. That's the Lashon of Afra Ba'alma, and therefore
the
it's.
Afgre, the Tovasana?
Yeah. Now he's saying, the Afgre, the Itovasana, Sheesh Shabbat. Correct. The Rashba, by the way, is going to. Let's read this, that's what I want to get to. This Rashba, which is quoted in a second by Durban. The Rashba is going to discuss that if a person asks on Kohanim, Kol Hanoah, so they can take the Parasal Korcho. So too, if a person asa hanah peres al atzma, we'll see in a moment, you can also take a bal kocha. Let's take a look. Here's the famous, the very famous rat. Sha'osir hanah peres al atzma, yecholim acherim lita olsan bal kocha. Means I aser these peres on myself, and now others can take them bal kocha. Ven yochol akim, I can't stop them. Avo bishi yochol lishol al nidro, no question, I can be shol on the nidr. What? Correct. Came in the Hashemiyah, hello Israel. But till now, heretofore, you had not yet been Shalal under there. So they can go ahead and take it.
Paris Chulin?
That it sounds like we're talking about Paris Chulin. What?
It's not Gezela.
Oh, that's exactly my issue.
What's
Mavkari? No. He's Mudra Hanoh. I am Mudra Hanoh from Paris Chulin that I own. And now somebody else can go ahead and say, take them, push it, negan. It's not called an act of gezel. Question, why not?
Because when you say Pesach, then it's a no-anah from something. Then it's a...
No, it's
also, something which also
by anah. Yesh l'chalik.
When there's no
ownership
anymore.
Okay, but that's the subject of a lot of achronim. Yisro anah means I lose bailus. I no longer have bailus in something that's also by anah. We'll see in a moment. Take a look at this... That you have to, you can, but it's also possible to have peros where I'm the bailin, but the peros are also about no. That's what Dr. Mazenka is to say. Push it like that.
Right, why is it the other guy's business?
Correct. But what he said is a correct statement.
If I own anything, if I own the nevela.
Correct, exactly. You can own a lot of things that are also. But I still have bailus. My bailus has not been in any way affected, impacted by the fact that it's also about no. So that's what this discussion. Take a look. Rabbi Munitz, we have to read a little. Can we just read? Say that. Let's just read a bit further. You'll see the issue. One second. He goes further. Says the Iran. If you're showing the nether, of course you're mechuyev to pay. Came in the chacham. Came in the itchol. Having the hanim peruk. Let's see. Alam me'elam. Okay, that's only if you're shoyel in the nether. But if you weren't shoyel, he argues that they can go ahead and take a bal korcho. In fact, the Iran, bim tomer im kain, ech yidlu kohanim al korcho. How could the kohanim in our Mishnah, the previous Mishnah, we said that they can take al korcho, the lashon of the Mishnah once again, kohanim, 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 levim, nenim li, Yidlo al karcho, and that Mishnah Pegim and Beis, Rektaran, Lamal Nachash Dilma Mitzvah, the same kasha. Maybe it'll be Shoyal on the Neder, Umisani Mididei, Lav Kushahi. This Nan, Hanukadisha Ishal Tanai Shein Aleho, Oh, Olav Nidarim, Nimzu Allah, Olav Nidarim, Enim Kudeshes. That's a Mekach Tos. The Kedusha was effected with the Tanai that there are no outstanding Nidarim, Aleho, Olav. And it turns out to be not like that. The Kedusha is not Chal. Mita Tanei Enim Kodesh is Mashma. Sheinim Kodesh is Klal. Kedusha was not Chal. Behold, the Nasi Lacher. Avagab, the Tanya Hossam, Hocha Eitzel Chacham Bitiro. Vechein Hu Shalach Eitzel Chacham Bitiro, Mikudesh. It's Alma, Avagab, the Masi Mitchell, Vechai Le Kedusha, Mafreya, Kolem Lo Mitchell, Vechashinon, Dilma Mitchell, Hachanami, the Mitchell, if he is Shoel, of the Koan, the Mitchell, and Mafreya, So as long as they were not yet she'ela, says the Rashba, we're good to go. Vani mistapik baze, says the Rav. V'shemisho she'osu al atzmo hifkiro. V'kol she'zocha bo acher kono kizrecha v'na hefker. V'yavah b'she'isu shebo holacha yidei she'ela, kinyan mamono shel ze eino batel.
Yeah?
Yeah. You like it, I say.
I like it.
So he's mechalik between what? That's what Dr. Mazenka said a second ago. Tzvei dinim. That mitzad the Isa Shabo, okay? Isa Shabo, holach ayde sheila. But the bailus, the kinyan moment Shabo, ain't a bundle. She ain't mostly sheila
be'efker. But the kedusha would be disaster if we don't all say that.
Umishimachi yidu al karcho. Dilo vada came in the dorm, the tshule alayu kayomim. The Mishumachi Mikro Dov Shesh Matir and Berg, I know them in Ayarik that we saw. Chashin on Dilma Mitchell. The Chitnan. So look at the Rabbi Muniz. Four lines on the bottom. He's worried about the Kedushin as well. The Chitnan, the Enim Kudeshes. Lo Shete Muteris Linase. Eladin Oktani. He's just telling you a halacha. But not that she's allowed to go ahead and get married. Vafilu Te Menami Nimilsa Psik Oktani. That means exactly what you did not want it to mean. We understood it to mean, so we understood before, he said clearly, Eina Mekudesh is klal, v'chodri nasi l'acher. And now he said, no, that's not what it means. V'chitnan, Eina Mekudesh, tzvei dinim also here, just like we said tzvei dinim, by Yisra Mamon, here Eichel, by Kedushin, tzvei dinim. And he said, v'chitnan, Eina Mekudesh, is lo shetem uteras v'nasi, ela dinok tani. Wow.
That what?
He's saying, this is the halacha. But you cannot get married to somebody else. What is going on here?
You need to get.
That's what I'm saying. So, what do you mean? It's an absolute statement. So this is the subject of wow. First of all, there seems to be a stira between the Ran here and an earlier Ran in the Dorm. Okay, this is going to require an Daf Mem Zayin. I think I wrote this down. Oh, I don't know if we'll be able to read this Ran. There's Mia. I mean, the issue is, can you make this separation that the Ran makes over here? Because in Daf Mem Zayin, he does not do so. Okay, this is I'm going to be unfair to everyone, and unfair to the Ran, unfair to the whole sugya. There's a steer between the Ran here and the Ran and Mem Zayin. You have to look into it. Regarding this so-called division that... See, the question is, can you compare, because around here on that Pehe again, he's talking about being Zocher from Hefker. When a person asks Peres Atzmo al Atzmo, so no question, they were talking about something which is Asa Bano. But now the question is that, do you still have a Kinyan on the Chefetz?
I have a Raya maybe from Lahir Nidahas. That we say it's only because it's Abad the Sreifa.
Yeah, but that's also a separate halacha.
The only Amad Sreifa. It's like all Chutzim Ech
Neshira. Say that. So Chutzim Ech Neshira, Kol Amad Sreifa Kisar of Dami, Rab Shimon Shita. and kol hashas. Good, that I'm saying, but that's a seven halacha. I don't see the analogy to this din.
Not because it requires, had it not required, it's right. If it was just simply Isser Hanah, it wouldn't disappear from the planet Earth.
I mean, the Ram Nadar Mem Zayin says, I have this item here, I can direct it to my children or to my relatives. And the Baal Echov can come and collect it from them. So what do you see? That it doesn't remove the Issa. And here it says it removes the Issa. It is an outright stira. The Ram in Mem Zayin, the Ram over there in the Nadar Mem Zayin, he says you can go direct this item, which is Usser, which is Hefker, to your children, to your relatives, and then the Baal Echov come and collect it and you take care of your Chov. What is going on here? And here he says, "Puk faker." Here the Ran says that no, that the item. It means the question is: the Issa removed or not? Are they trade dinim here or they're not trade dinim? That's the issue. Mamash and Abba steer in the Ran. This needs a lot of attention. That you have to be mind into the chiddush between the two sugyas. I mean the question is whether there's a distinction. There's obviously a distinction between peros, where you are the bailim. That's also Ba'ano. Yisur Ano doesn't remove your bailus. Mashenke. In the other case, that is Yesh Mokom L'chalik. Okay, this needs, if you're interested, there's years ago, I didn't look at it now.
What was it?
I wrote down, there's a Beis Halevi, but I didn't even look it up. I heard this from Rav Soloveitchik maybe 50 years ago. This discussion.
Where was the other page in the other one?
Yeah, Mem Zayin. Okay, the run here indicates you can give it to your. As far as the issue of the Baal Echov, how do you take care of Baal Echov if something is completely hefker, asur ba'ano? And the answer is you direct it to your children, to your krovim, Baal Echov, take it from them. So what do you see? Apparently, there's still something here. And the question this chiluk that the Ran makes between the Isser, the Tzad Isser, and the Tzad Mamashabo. Is that correct or not correct? They'll get the Kedushin, they'll get the Hefker, that was just about not. And Mamashin outright steer in the Ran. I can't read the whole Ran now, it takes me a half hour, which I'm not going to do. But you'll take a look. I wrote it down. If you have access to a Beis Halevi, Chelgal Sim Memches, you have nothing to do on Shabbos. So then you'll take a look at the Beis Halevi. He's Mechala between the Sugyas. He says there's no stira. I'm trying to remember, I didn't look at it. So I'm just more or less. I probably haven't seen it in 50 years. But he makes a chiluk between the two sugyas. I think if I recall, see, here the Rashba is talking about a person asks peiros on himself. And in the Dor Mem Zayim, here the sugya is talking about where the father asks peiros on his son. And the son. In other words, there's a distinction whether he's the chasim hefker, that's a kind of anan sadi, and the case of him, there are two different cases. We want to see where, just because you don't, take a look in the Rana Mem Zayim, the Vemasvev Hevi Odea. You see that, Ran? Sort of like starting to go to the bottom of the page. Hevi Odea, the Chisnan Hocho, you see that? In Mesla Yerushena. The present says, it's going on the Gemara on the fourth line. Right, he takes him there to his son. You won't have an offer for me, and then he dies. Yerushenu, the son yashins him b'chayav uvemoso. We're talking about b'moso shalav. Umeis lo yerushenu. Shmamin odin moso davar shebeshusa shayzim beshusa. We spoke about this many moons ago. But back in the Ran over here, the Ran says heavy over there. You see that Ran? The chisnan hocher imeis lo yerushenu lav v'meim in the kevish shenichnasim shenichasim asurin lo ba'ano lo yiska b'hem lo tani b'sefer that one masis in berg agoz lo kamo v'yitin lebonov o le'echov v'yimein lo lo ve u'ba'al echoi bo'im in Ephraim v'yim lo yizvach abazu v'anichasim eich nesin lebonov o le'echov v'eich ba'al echoi v'es bo'im in Ephraim ala v'adai nechasim didudin or they're his el shenim ashoi l'hanos me'em.
They have ownership, but
you can not. No, is that correct? Is this Hanocha of the Ran correct? You can have ownership, and he goes further. He says, Tana Sefer Nami. They're doing it on their own. The heavy parecha v'suya no. That's awesome. That's only when someone else pays. Shalom midaita. Of midaita also. Now the Baal Korach obezim magbilem yavgad diu meilam misani loich pasan. Now the nation the banam leecha vechishori hamisani miteresan no. Turn mishal shagav veru yisroim ed lav mem sheidna mamish marle mokum. All kinds of subterfuges over here are taking place. You're doing it through a third party. You're doing it not directly, indirectly. I mean, how are you? I think, but the Beis Halevi, I believe he's Mechalab is in the cases. One case is talking about a person who asks his parents on himself. That's one status. And the other case where a father asks it on his son. And there he claims that's another status, entirely different than the case that's found over here on Daf Pehen. You'll take a look in the Sivis, Hamishpat also discusses this. I remember the Simen because you're supposed to say Ayin Reish Hei and not Reish Ayin Hei. I remember it's a bad simon. Reish Ayin Hei, that's what the Nesivit discusses. And there's a long Keren Ayur on this. I can't find my Keren Ayur. I looked for it this morning. And there's a long Machni Ephraim on this. It was one of the few times that that Av Soloveitchik referred to Achreinim. Very rarely first Achreinim. I didn't learn the Dharma with him, but we happened to come across the Sugya in Teres Hano on Kedushin, on Nun Ches, over there. So that's when we learned this Sugya. Over here. Okay, you'll be mine, maybe on Shabbos. You could spend all your Shabbos doing this, and that will give you any Shabbos income up. You Xerox this, or who recorded this? I'm sorry. You did. Is it possible to send it to this Rabbi Yazger fellow?
Yeah.
Can I give you his number?
Yeah, sure.